Hallelujah. Well, it's a great day to praise and worship God. We're going to get into the Word of God. Just want to give glory and honor and praises to our Father and Father God and Lord. We thank God for us being here today. It could have been another way, but God saw fit to have us here today. Want to honor all of those in leadership in this church, all of the elders, clergy team, everybody here, senior leadership. In fact, we want to give a special shout out to our senior leader, Dr. David Anderson. Can we give it up for him real quick? In fact, why don't you turn your eyes to the screen? Let's check out a message from our senior leader.
Yo, yo, what's up, Bridgeway? I cannot wait to get back to see y'all. I've had a great time relaxing, getting vision from the Lord, spending time with friends, with my family. Amber and I got away for a little bit, but been staying around the house as well. I'm looking forward to seeing you in just a couple of weeks, believe it or not. On August 13th, I'm going to be kicking off a brand new character study. I'm going to talk about Get to Steppin'. Okay, that's going to be the title. And we're talking about Abram. So I'll give you more on that when I get there, but I can't wait to see you. So get yourself prepared for 4 weeks. Get to Steppin', August 13th. And then on top of all that, when we get to September, I am going to be kicking off the ministry year theme. We already have the theme. God's already downloaded it. I'm working on it, thinking about it. So excited about the next year. God has so much in store for you. He has so much in store for your finances, for your family, and for your faith. And so don't go too far. I'm coming back. And thank God for the amazing diet of speakers you have had at Bridgeway Community Church this summer. So grateful for my team. And I'm so grateful for you. I love you. I'll be back soon. Don't you go anywhere.
Once again, can we give it up for our senior leader, Dr. David Anderson? And one more time, can we give it up for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in this place? Come on, let's give it up for him. Well, I'm going to jump right in today, okay? I'm going to let you know that the title of my message is entitled The Key to Victory. Somebody say the key to victory. Turn to somebody and say, what is the key to victory? You got to wait for it, all right? We're going to wait for it. All right. As many of you know, I am a husband and a father. My wife is here. Want to give a shout out to her as well. Yeah. Husband and a father, and we parent two young children, one 3, one 5. I say all that to say I need your prayers. And I say all that to say, just pray for us every step of the way. We have wonderful children, and we don't have wonderful sleep. That's all I'm going to say. But it's funny, sometimes when we go out as a family, we tend to go out as a family sometimes, and we'll take everybody in the car, and let's just say we want to make a quick stop to something like a supermarket or something. Usually what would happen is I would be the one to go in the supermarket. You ask why? Because if we take everybody to the supermarket, it becomes a thing, you know? The shopping carts become like roller coasters and everybody wants to buy anything. Nobody has time for that. So what happens usually is I will leave my wife and the kids in the car and I'll go in the supermarket. But what I have to remember to do every time I go to the supermarket is I have to leave the key in the car. Why is that? Because if I don't leave the key in the car, they can't go anywhere. And I think some of us are so focused on the destination, the victory, we totally neglect the key and we're wondering why we can't go anywhere. Keys, you need keys to go places. The key to victory. In addition to that, you need keys to open and unlock doors. Many of us are trying to go through doors without the proper key. Many of us are trying to open and unlock doors without having the proper key. And what's happening? Sometimes we're knocking ourselves against the door and we're getting frustrated and we're wondering why we can't advance. Maybe it's because you don't have the right key. In addition to that, some of us try to get the wrong key, and we end up going through wrong doors. You wonder why you get setback after setback. Maybe it's because you're trying to get the wrong key and you need to embrace the right key. We're talking about the key to victory today. Somebody say the key to victory. As we talk about the key to victory, I'm very clear that as I was preparing this message, God was speaking to me clearly. He was speaking to me clearly, and he wanted me to give you a message. Are you ready for that message? Yes. Are you really ready for the message?
Yes.
The message for you from God today is that you are on the verge of a victory. I want you to receive that today. The message from God for you today is that you are on the verge of a victory. God is going to give you supernatural strength. God is going to give you the power to start something that he has placed in your heart a long time ago. He's going to give you the power to soar over things that were trying to bring you down. God is going to give you victory because you are on the verge of a victory. God is also going to give you the stamina to endure and follow through. Guess what? You will not give up in Jesus' name. God is going to give you the strategy to execute what he's placed on your heart. God is giving you the victory, and you are on the verge of a victory. Anybody believe that today? You're on the verge of a victory. On the verge of a victory. You are on the verge of a victory. I keep saying that because I actually feel some tug here. Some people are saying, yeah, Ronald, I hear you. I'm on the verge of a victory, but where I am right now doesn't look like that. Where I am right now doesn't feel like victory. When I look around, victory is really nowhere in sight. You might be experiencing challenges like in your finances, in your family, at work, in your health, or it just doesn't see what appears doesn't appear to be victory. But can I tell you something? I need you to grab a hold of this. Victory is not a place. Victory is a posture. I'm going to say it again. Victory is not a place. Victory is a posture. Victory is not based on my outward circumstances. It's not based on anything outside, but it is based on an inward truth. Even if I get the car, even if I get the position, even if I get the house, even if I get the spouse, I still might feel unfulfilled because victory is not wrapped up in that thing, because victory is actually not a place nor a position. Victory is a posture. Whose posture? Your posture. Somebody say my posture. Victory is a posture, my posture. When I say victory is a posture, it's not based on where I am, it is based on who I am. In fact, not just who I am, but it is based on whose I am. Who am I? I'm glad you asked. I am a child of the Most High God. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I'm a lender and not a borrower. I am the righteousness of God. Anybody believe that today? Do I have any witnesses in here today? Yes, I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus Christ our Lord. I am a child of God. Somebody shout, I am. I am, yes, yes, I am, because victory is not a place. It's based on my posture. My posture. My posture. Because I'm posturing myself. Posturing myself. That's why I can't do the things that I used to do. Because I'm posturing myself. That's why I can't go the places that I used to go, because I'm posturing myself. I can't even invest the things that I used to invest in anymore because I'm posturing myself. My language has to change because I'm posturing myself. I can't engage in the same conversations anymore because I'm posturing myself. In fact, my diet has now changed. Why? Because I'm posturing myself. Some of the things that you guys used to crave, I'm talking about both naturally and spiritually. I'm not just talking about fried chicken. Some of the things that y'all used to crave, you do not crave anymore because you have chosen to posture yourself, and the Spirit of the Lord is rejecting some of the things that the world once caused you to entice and want and fiend after because I am posturing myself. Somebody say, I'm posturing myself. Why am I posturing myself? I'm posturing myself because I know that I am on the verge of a victory. Turn in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. I'm going to be going back and forth between NIV and King James Version. I'm going to give you a little bit of history before we go into the scripture here. In the book of Isaiah, we see the children of Israel, they're going through judgment or consequences because of their rebellion, which was manifested through idolatry and the oppression of the poor. This judgment also came through the Assyrian and the Babylonian empires. So in chapter 39, we see what we call the fall of Jerusalem. And the exile of the children of the people to the people of Babylon. So the children of Israel were exiled to the people of Babylon. And then chapter 40, we see because of their exile, the children of Israel began to lose faith in God. They also began to consider the gods of the Babylonians. Funny thing about oppression. Oppression can seduce you into embracing the gods of your oppressor. So, for the children of Israel, victory was nowhere in sight. They couldn't see it. They couldn't feel it. So they had to be reminded of who their God is. Let's turn to the scripture here. We're going to start in verse 25. I'm reading NIV. And it reads like this. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One. This is God speaking. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created these? He who brings out the starry hosts one by one and calls forth each of them by name because of his great power and mighty strength. Not one of them is missing. What is he saying here? He is saying, I'm the one who put the stars in the sky. I'm the one who has named them, and I'm the one who's holding them together. Can I just pause and say that's what he's saying to you? I am the one who's placed you in this earth. I am the one who has named you, and I'm the one who's holding you together. So we move on, and we see that God is reminding his children of who he is. Sometimes the difficult seasons in our lives could cause us to forget who God is. Verse 27 reads like this, why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord? My cause is disregarded by my God. This is what he's saying that the children of Israel are saying. Either God doesn't know or God doesn't care. Either God doesn't know or God doesn't care. Either he doesn't know or God doesn't care. I'm repeating that because some of you in this room and online have asked that same question. God, do you know? God, do you care? Maybe I'm the only one that's gone through things, and I've literally left the house of the Lord, left this church in my car crying, saying, God, do you know? Do you even care? It's one thing for man not to see you, but for your creator God not to see you? God, do you know? And what's even worse is, if you know, do you even care? I want to pause and minister to someone today. God knows, and God cares. I said, God knows, and God cares. Verse 28 and 29. Here we see, he says, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God. Can I pause right here and say, whenever we're asking God, do you know and do you care? We are really asking God in a moment in time. And we need to understand that God is everlasting. He knows the end from the beginning, and he knows exactly what you're going through, but he's also knowing exactly what you're going to. So yes, he does know, and he does care, and he knows exactly where you are. You have the strength to endure, and he's going to bring you to victory. He is the everlasting God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? God, the Lord, is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. What am I saying? I don't care what you might be going through. I don't care how hard the challenges may seem. Instead of reminding God how big your challenges are, remind your challenges how big your God is. He's bigger. I said he's bigger. So now we're going to switch. We were in NIV, now we're gonna go to King James Version. And here's the thing, the reason why I wanna go to King James Version, because I'm church, right? And I grew up on this version. So when I read it in this version, I get a little excited. So y'all excuse me for a second, all right? So we're going to verse 30 and 31. It says, even the youths, we know it's King James when they say youths, even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But, a couple of months ago, Pastor Jenkins came in this house and talked about God got a big old butt. Somebody say, oh yeah. God's got a big old butt. He got a big old butt because every time when God puts a butt in the situation, he starts to turn things around. We were talking about that today. He is the God of the turnaround. I might be feeling bad. I might be feeling down, but God. I might be feeling defeated, but God. Anybody thank God for God's butts? Yeah. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Somebody say, I am on the verge of a victory. I am on the verge of a victory because I got the key. I got the key. Well, before we go on and see what the key to victory is, because you got to wait for that. Let's talk about what victory is. What is victory? What does it look like? What does it feel like? Because if you can't identify it, you can't win it. Remember, victory is not a place. Victory is a posture. So let's look at the text today. Verse 30 starts in saying, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Victory looks like, victory feels like strength. I said victory looks like and victory feels like strength. The many years of hardship that were caused to the children of Israel caused them to lose strength. And many of us today are tired, just like the children of Israel. They're tired, tired of fighting, tired of working, tired of losing battles, tired of defeat. You're like, God, I just need a win. I am tired. I have good news for you. When you use the key to victory, God is going to renew your strength. But here's the thing. Strength doesn't just come from just showing up. You know, I try to go to the gym maybe 3 times a week or so. And I don't care how many times I walk into Planet Fitness, I'm not going to gain strength just by walking through the door. I don't care how many times you go to Retro Fitness or Spunk Fitness, whatever. I don't care how many times you walk through this. Maybe Lifetime, because that's pretty cool. I mean, maybe if you walk in there, you'll get strength. But I don't care where you go. When you walk into a place, you're not just going to get strength. Strength comes from resistance. The greater the resistance, the greater the strength. And some of you are asking yourself, why do I feel so much resistance? Can I give you a good news today? You are feeling resistance because God is strengthening you. Somebody say, God is strengthening me. God is strengthening me. He says, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Strength looks like and strength feels, victory looks like and victory feels like strength. Number two, victory looks and feels like the power to start and the power to soar. Somebody say the power to start and the power to soar. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Yeah. Because of the wings of an eagle, they can ascend really easily because of the strength in their wings. There's some of you today who are struggling to start something. You're struggling to get up on your feet. Can I just tell you something? God is going to give you supernatural power to start once you grab hold of the key of victory. Not just the power to start, but he's going to give you the power to soar. Funny thing about an eagle, the wings of an eagle allow them to soar in the air. When you use the key to victory, you're going to have a higher perspective. I tend to fly a lot, not actually pilot fly, but I fly, let's say, Southwest and all that stuff. So I'm flying a lot this season, right? And it's really therapeutic for me. It's therapeutic because every time I start ascending, I see the things that I've left behind get smaller and smaller and smaller. And sometimes if I'm having hardship, I tend to bring that in my mind on the plane. And as I'm ascending, I start to wave my troubles goodbye. Did the troubles change? No. What changed? My perspective changed. And I believe that in this season, God is going to change the perspective of some of you today. He's going to change your perspective. He might not change your situation, but he is going to change you. For they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. He'll give you the power to start, and he will give you the power to soar. Mount up with wings as eagles. Also, when you have a higher perspective, you're not going to be able to let some of that other stuff bother you. You know you're operating on a higher perspective when you don't have to work so hard. In this season, God is going to give you strategy, and he's going to give you the know-with-all to be able to soar. So the things that took so much energy before, you'll be able to soar right over. Anybody believe that today? They that wait on the Lord shall renew, number one, their strength. Number two, the power to start and the power to soar. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Number three, he's going to give you stamina. They will run and not get weary. Somebody say run and not get weary. Don't let go. Don't give up. I said, don't let go and don't give up. Tell yourself, don't let go. Don't give up. Somebody needs to hear that today. Don't let go and don't give up. It's funny, the etymology of the word stamina, two parts. Number one, sta, S-T-A, which means to stand firm. The next part is stamen, which means to thread or warp together. In other words, to hold together. Using the key of victory, God is going to give you the power to hold it together. I know it might seem hard today, and I come here to encourage somebody. He's given you the power to hold it together. I don't care what tries to sway you, what tries to push you to the side. God is giving you the power to hold it together. I know it might seem hard right now, but that's why God is right there with you, giving you the victory by holding it together. You know, there were some people that didn't survive what you went through, but God is giving you the power to hold it together. Thank you, Jesus. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their what? Their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. He's going to give you the power to start and the power to soar. Run and not get weary. He's going to give you stamina. And lastly, he's going to give you strategy. Walk and not faint. Walk and not faint. Consistency. Walk and not faint. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles. They're going to run. Yeah, they're going to run and not get weary, but they're also going to walk and not faint. You know, consistency is not too sexy these days. People don't want to just walk. They want to run, they want to get to their destination as quickly as possible. But can I tell you that victory is not just in the destination, it's also in the consistent walking. Victory is also in the process. He said, God is going to give you the power of consistency and strategy. If you walk too fast, you might faint. And God is telling some people today, this is a word for somebody, slow down. Slow down. God wants you to slow down because there is a blessing in the everyday consistency. People have not gotten the victory until they were consistent in what they were doing at the time. He is going to give you the power and the victory through strength, through the power to start and the power to soar. And he's also going to give you stamina, and he's also going to give you strategy. Well, as promised, what is the key to victory? I told you had to wait, right? I've been saying it all sermon long. The key to victory is found in the first part of the verse. They that wait on the Lord. I told you had to wait for it. they that wait on the Lord. The key to victory is wait on the Lord. Somebody say, wait on the Lord. I come against the spirit of anxiety today. Wait on the Lord. I know you feel like your time is running out, but God is saying, wait, wait. Tell you a quick story here. So I also do some other ministry work outside of Bridgeway, and it often takes me to the West Coast. Rona, you know a little bit about this story. It takes me to the West Coast. And when I go to the West Coast, sometimes we'll go to maybe a devotion time. And this specific time, when I was in the West Coast with the team, they said, why don't we go to the beach? Why don't we go to the beach and we'll have our devotion time at the beach? And I'm like, this is cool. This DMV person, I've never had that experience of, you know, California. Yeah, dude, like we're going surfing. Like, no, that's just not me. You know, I go to the beach, I get hot fries and I walk around. That's just what I do. They said, let's go to the beach and let's actually have our devotion time with God, looking at the water. And I'm excited, right? Because I'm going to have this cultural experience and I'm going to see a whole bunch of people surfing and going crazy. And I'm like, I've seen this on TV. I've never seen this in person. So I'm excited, right? Once I get there, look to the screens. This is what I see. I literally see people sitting out on the water. Where's the epic surfing? What are they doing? Are they like taking a nap or a rest out in the water? And then God spoke to me in the devotion time and he said very clearly, they're waiting on the waves. I said, ah, God, I get you now. I get you now. It is not their job to create the waves. Wouldn't it be funny if they were outside, actually out on the water, pushing the water and saying, oh, this is going to be great. Like, this is going to be a big one. And then trying to ride the wave that they have created, just trying to push. You know how when you're younger and you're in the pool and you're like, oh, I got you. I got you. Some of us are doing that in our lives right now. Some of us are trying so hard to create waves. We're saying, I got to get my name out there. I got to push this brand. I got to get these clothes so somebody will notice me. Or I got to take these clothes off so somebody will notice me. I got to make these waves. I got to change my entire God-given personality just to get ahead. I got to make these waves. I got to advance myself. And I am saying to you today, once you start making these waves for yourself, you are losing strength. You are losing stamina. God has never called you to make your own waves. What has he called you to? Posture yourself so that when the wave comes, you can ride it. Why? Because victory is not a place. It's a posture. Victory is a posture. What is your posture? What is our posture? Well, our posture is strength. Our posture is the power to start and the power to soar. Our posture looks like stamina. Our posture looks like strategy. Our posture looks like victory. And last but not least, our posture looks like praise. Why does our posture look like praise? Because every time I lift my hands, every time I open up my mouth, what am I saying? I'm saying, God, you are bigger, bigger than my situation, bigger than my circumstance. You are even bigger than my accomplishments. So I give you glory, I give you honor, and I give you praise. Once again, stop telling God how big your situation is. And can we take a second right now and tell every situation how big our God is? Can we give a great God a great praise in this place? Hallelujah. God is great. God is great. And even as I was speaking to Dave,